Do you know the number one thing still keeping you from making money in your business? It's not your marketing or your sales system. It's not your productivity or the fact that you haven't gotten that new strategy up and running. No, no, my friends, it goes much deeper than all of that. Rather, it's internal, not external. Discover how your financial mindset impacts your business and learn some powerful techniques to rewrite your financial narrative. Let's do this. Are you that driven entrepreneur who believes that working harder holds the key to your dreams? Are you drowning in the day-to-day tasks, wishing you had more time to strategize and cast the vision for your business growth? Hi, I'm Donna Dubay, your guide on this entrepreneurial journey. I've walked in your worn-out shoes, burning the midnight oil, convinced that sheer hard work was the secret to success. Just one more email, one more task, until I found myself on a one-way track to burnout. But here's the twist in the tale. I discovered that success isn't just about working harder, it's about working smarter. It's about being intentional with our time. It's about steering our ship with focus, because no team, system, or automation can outperform a lack of direction. In this podcast, I'm sharing with you all the strategies for business growth that it took me years to learn. If you're ready to step out of the daily overwhelm so you can amplify your profits, then I'm ready to teach you. I believe the only limit to your business growth is the one you set for yourself. Go grab a notebook, warm up that cup of tea, and let's do this. Welcome back, small business owners and CEOs. So happy you're here. Before we dive into today's episode on the one thing holding you back from making money, I wanted to check in with you. How are you really doing? Are you feeling burnt out from your endless busy work? Are you ready to leave behind the hustle and grind and focus on what really matters? If so, then my free 20-minute pulse check call is your next step. Together, we'll identify key areas in your business that need attention. We'll develop a strategic plan so you can leverage your time effectively, and we'll outline next steps for you to achieve sustainable growth, i.e. more profit while working less. Book your 20-minute pulse check by clicking on the link in the show notes, and I can't wait to meet you. Alrighty, let's get into today's episode. Now, I want to warn you, I'm taking a little bit of a different angle on this episode than I normally do. And I want to premise this by saying I am not a mindset coach by any means, but I do believe it's important for us to take a step back and examine ourselves from time to time. And the interesting thing is that we all have something that's holding us back. And today I want to dive into what might surprise you as the number one thing still keeping you from making more money in your business. Any guesses? Time, productivity, some new strategy, sales, marketing? No, it's none of that. It's an internal factor, not an external factor. And it's what I like to call your money story. Your money story. So what exactly is your money story? Well, I like to think of it as this. It's the accumulation. It's everything that you've seen, you've heard, or you've done around money from the time you were a child to now. Yes, my friends, I'm going way back to our childhood. We know that a child's brain is like a sponge, right? It absorbs tons of input. Your mind used all of that input to create a story about money. It made up rules about money, how to make money, how to spend it, what it means to have it, what it means to have a little, what it means to have a lot, and what's possible for you. We each have our own unique money story, so mine is not going to be the same as yours. But over time, this writing of this money story, it happens subconsciously, right? Over decades for most of us of our life, grounded in what I call money moments. So let me give you an example. When I was a child, my parents were frequently talking about how we needed to save money. See, I grew up in a home where just my father was the income earner and my mom concentrated on working in the house and raising us kids. So in our house, we couldn't really afford to waste things and or money. And I remember one Christmas, I really wanted a new pair of Levi jeans. Now, I know it's 2024. That's not the cool thing anymore. But back in the time, Levi jeans were the thing. So not only were they brand new, but they were expensive because they were a brand new, expensive brand at the time. And I remember that Christmas, well, I can say part of my wish came true. I did get a pair of jeans, but they were secondhand jeans and they definitely weren't Levi's. Of course, as a child and as a teenager, all of this matters more than it really does now that I'm an adult. But you can understand that I was disappointed that I didn't get what I wanted, and I felt a sense of lack. My parents, on the other hand, were proud of the deal they got at the secondhand store and were happy to be giving me something new to me. But I felt like I wasn't deserving of something brand new. And that moment stuck with me and became part of my money story, right? It whispered to me things like that I should always settle for less, that I wasn't worthy of luxury or abundance. And you see, the impact your money story has on your business and your life, it's not always obvious. So if you're like most women entrepreneurs that I've talked to, your money story shows up in several different forms, but it could be things like self-doubt, imposter syndrome, and or stress around anything to do with money. I can give you another example. One of the clients that I work with grew up in a household where money was always tight. Her parents worked multiple jobs, but still struggled to really make ends meet. So fast forward to her running a successful online business, and she's still operating from a place of scarcity. Her business is actually doing very well, but she's constantly worrying about spending money and investing back in her business, things like hiring a team or upgrading her systems. Her money story is telling her that there's never enough, and she's stuck in that mindset and making decisions from that mindset. So I'd love you to think about how your experiences show up in the behavior that you have with money today. And friends, this is not to judge yourself. This is to show yourself some understanding, some compassion, and some love, right? So here's a little exercise to help you do that. If you like to jot things down and journal, then this is a perfect time for that. If you just want to reflect and think about it, no problem, whatever works for you. But take a moment to reflect on your earliest memory about money. What's the earliest thing you can remember about money, and what emotions come up for you as you're thinking about that? How does it make you feel? Next question, how did your parents or guardians talk about money? Was it a source of stress or joy for you? And the third piece to this is, can you identify any pivotal money moments in your life? I gave you a couple of examples up above, but how do they shape your current beliefs about money? Is there a time in your life when something happened related to money and you know that's having an effect on how you make decisions now? So that's three questions to ponder as you're reflecting on how your experiences in relation to money are having an effect on the decisions you make and the way you run your business now. But here's the good part, that no matter what your money story is, you get to rewrite it. Yes, you are 100% worthy of creating a profitable business that gives you a life you love. And it's about recognizing the old scripts and deciding to change the narrative. I want you to think about it this way. If your money story was a book and you are the author, you can choose to write new chapters in that book, new chapters that reflect confidence and growth and abundance. So it's not about ignoring the past, but rather acknowledging it and then using it as a stepping stone to a better future. Don't get stuck in your money story. Rewrite your money story. And here's a few steps that I have found to be helpful when I'm starting to do this. So number one is awareness. Again, doing that reflection, identifying and acknowledging what our current money story is. How do all the experiences that we've had with money in the past come together to give us certain beliefs about money now? And then the second part is to challenge yourself. Question the beliefs that are no longer serving you. So do you have beliefs from your past that are limiting you now and not allowing you to grow? Challenge yourself on those. Step number three, rewrite. Create new empowering beliefs about money. And if you want to actually write these down as an affirmation, go ahead. It's like writing a new chapter of your money book, right? Create new beliefs about money. And then the fourth one, of course, is taking action, because we can do all these things, but if we don't actually take action, we see no change. Implement habits and strategies that are going to align with your new story that you just wrote. So be aware, challenge yourself, rewrite your story, and then take action. What habits and strategies can you put into place that are going to help you move forward in your new story about money? So here's some examples. If you've always believed that you needed to work tirelessly to earn a decent revenue, challenge yourself. Look for examples of successful people who achieved financial freedom without burning out, and rewrite that story. Actually write it down. I can create wealth while maintaining a balanced and joyful life. Start believing it. Start taking steps and actions towards getting there. I got another story to share with you. A business friend of mine always thought that making money required hard labor. You see, she grew up in a family of manual laborers and believed that money was earned through blood, sweat, and tears. And when she started her online business, she carried that belief with her. She worked 12-hour days, thinking that's what it took to succeed. And it wasn't until she started working on her money story that she realized she could leverage her skills and her talents and her time to create a profitable business without sacrificing her well-being. So I encourage you to take some time this week to reflect on your money story. Please be kind to yourself during this process, okay? It's not about blaming anyone or about feeling guilty. It's about understanding where you came from and where you want to go. You 100% have the power to transform your relationship with money and in turn, transform your business. You see, by rewriting your money story, you can break free from those limiting beliefs and open yourself up to new opportunities for growth, and new opportunities for success. Thank you for joining me today. I hope this episode has given you some insights and some inspiration to start working on your money story. Remember, you are worthy of creating a profitable business that supports a life you love. Until next time, keep focusing on what matters most, and let's banish that busy work. Thank you for joining me on this episode of CEO Amplify. I appreciate you being part of our thriving community of ambitious business owners. If you enjoy today's episode, I kindly ask you to share this podcast with a friend and take a hot minute to rate and leave a review. It would mean the world to me. Your feedback helps me reach more people and continue providing valuable content. Thanks so much for your support. Keep shining, and we'll catch you on the next episode.